תקפ"ד, before we go on תקפ"ד, stop that we go on תקפ"ג, we're on תקפ"ג, sorry, no. תקפ"ג. Yeah, סימן תקפ"ג at the end. Let's not forget, we said, last year that we gave, that you have to make a bracha on things that you don't usually eat in the meal, for example, on the dates. Okay, so a pomegranate that you have, which one comes first? Date of the pomegranate? The dates. If you have dates and pomegranates, you make the bracha on the dates, not the pomegranate. Not on the apple with honey. Some say you can make it after on the apple and honey. Why? Because that's the one you want right now. Because you want to make the yiratzon in the order that it's brought. It doesn't make a difference. Anyways, you make a bracha, and you taste immediately. You can't make a bracha and say the yiratzon and then eat. You're not allowed to stop, you're not allowed to make a break, right? Of anything, any type, not a bracha, not anything. Between the bracha and the eating, you have to make the bracha and eat immediately. Therefore, what do? You make a bracha, you taste a little bit, and then you say the yiratzon and eat the rest. Okay, talking about the first thing that you're eating, which is to make the eitz on it. That's how you should do it. Okay. Some people don't eat on Rosh Hashanah, we said. They don't eat spicy things, they don't eat things which are too bitter, too hot. This is a siman for a good year. You could eat, you're allowed to eat it, not saying they're not. But a siman, good simanim, we're trying to do good simanim. Okay. There's a minhag also, by the way, I don't know if people know this, there's a minhag to put the challah, put honey on the challah. So, but also salt, they say. Why? Because salt should be always on your table, it's it. You have to eat with salt. I mean, you better put in salt. But to put honey. Until when? There's a minute to put it until after Simchat Torah. Every time you eat on the Shabbos and the Chag bread, on the Shabbos meal and the Chag meal, you put honey on it, you can make it your latzon, then you have a sweet year.
Now, what about raisins?
Raisins, and then you put raisins also.
Can you use anything else besides raisins in the challah?
Anything you want.
Chocolate chips?
Yeah, not too much. They have bread.
Yeah, that's why I asked. I didn't want to turn it into this note.
Yeah, also the second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's an inyan to do simanim. Now, there's an inyan. There's a suffix. If Rosh Hashanah is one long day, which is about the 48 hours, or is it two separate days? What's nafkamina? What's the halacha? Who cares? What does that do with the halacha? That? If it's one Hashanah, so we say Shechiyanu once. I done the Kiddush. And that's all. And if it's two, you have to make two Shechiyanus. One on the first day, one on the second day. If it's one day, you make only one Shechiyanu. And it's a suffix, and we don't know. So what do we do?
Special fruit.
So, the best thing is to have a fruit which you didn't have before on the table. Keep it for the second day. Now, there's dates, fresh dates, and there's pomegranates. Don't eat them. Wait till Rosh Hashanah. Wait till Rosh Hashanah. Right? Keep one of them, a new fruit, for the second day. And then when you make Shechiyanu on the Kiddush of the second day, you have in mind those fruits which are on the table. If you don't have a new fruit, still you say Shechiyanu on the second day. You still say Shechiyanu
on the same fruit?
Hmm?
On the same fruit?
Not on the fruit, on the day.
So the new Yom Tov,
you make Shechiyanu.
Dates are in the store now?
Yeah, fresh dates.
So we can stick them in the freezer?
Right, then they're fresh. Yeah. Some people don't eat, we said, egozim. Why? Nuts. Why? Because egoz is gematria, same numerical number as chet, as sin. Therefore, you don't need that until after Yom Kippur, I think.
All nuts.
Okay.
Almonds, walnuts.
Don't eat things that cause you to have a lot of phlegm and stuff. Why? Huh? Because he's a friend? Some people. Each one knows what bothers him. Okay. Some people don't eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. You know why? Because some say that was the sin that Adam Rishon sinned with grapes, according to one opinion. There's three opinions in the Torah: grapes, figs, and wheat. Not apples, like the goyim say. No. Grapes, figs, and wheat. Yeah, but some people do eat, some people don't eat. Okay, now we are on Halacha Bet, and Tav Kuf Beis Halacha Bet. It says, Ochlim Rosh Keves. Yeah, we eat the head of a lamb, right? And we say, Shenyeh Lerosh Velo Lezanav. It should be the head and not the tail, the head of things and not the tail of things. And also, it's a zecher, remembrance to the ram of Yitzchak Avinu, so a reminder of Kadosh Baruch Hu that Yitzchak Avinu, he was willing to sacrifice himself because Hashem asked, Hashem wanted it. Okay. We said, Yesh Midagdikim, Shelo Lechol Egozim, some were careful not to eat Egozim, because Egoz is Gimat Erchet. And also that they cause people to have a lot of phlegm and stuff, and it's hard to daven afterwards. And also on the first day of Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, if it's not Shabbos, we go on the first day to the Nahal, to the river, to say Tashlich. Yeah, and the meaning is also not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. We said this already.
First day of Rosh Hashanah.
What? Tashlich, after Mincha. What does Tashlich mean? After Mincha, we said. When you eat the meal.
After
Musaf, we eat the meal.
After morning, before. I don't know, some people do
Mincha
right away, some people wait.
Doesn't make a difference.
After the meal. And after Mincha.
Yeah, after Mincha for sure. Yeah. So, if you can't go to the river, it's difficult and stuff like that. It's good to go till the river. And Uman is very practical. But if you can't go, you don't want to go all the way down, fine, you can stay up in the cloys or wherever in a high building and you see the sea, and you see the river, you see water, and you can make also from up there. You don't have to go all the way down.
Well, you see the water.
You have to see the water, yeah. And in Yerushalayim, there's no rivers and there's In the city, there's no water coming out of anywhere. So what do? We go to the mikveh. We go to the mikveh. Or to things of water. Like they have here, you know what they do here in the old city, in the old neighborhoods? Like in Nashari and other places? There's places where used to be the
cistern. It's called a cistern.
Yeah, the water holes. It's closed or it's covered. There's no water in there. There's sand in there. But still, you go there, you do it over there. Because some say the main putting the sins in the water doesn't mean literally in physical water. It's a spiritual river. It doesn't really make a difference if you go to a river, not to a river. You go to a place of water, just as a symbolic to what's going on in Shammai. That we're throwing our sins into this spiritual thing, which is called water, which is called a river.
Is that just a
pumpkin? Yeah, I said that also. Use the aquarium if you want, and then all the officials are going to die. So they say. Yeah. Women are not allowed to go to Tashlich with the men. They want to do Tashlich? Tashlich you can do until Simchas Torah. Go a different time and do Tashlich. Not when all the men are going to the river. And in Oman, unfortunately, in the past few years, there's women come there and they think they can go to Tashlich. I'm not sure against what it says in Allah. The Arizal says to take the tzitzis and shake them over to the river. It says to shake your injury clothing. Yeah? To the river, as if you're shaking off your sins. The Arizal says that for your tzitzis.
See, people do that on the Rosh Chodesh also, huh? They might know when they bless the moon. Do
I have no idea.
Tishvavana?
I never saw.
Yeah.
Tishvavana.
I never saw. Well,
that's like a dollar. I mean, people are drunk with wine.
Yes. Yeah. It's a midnight. It's gula. When do you go to Tashdev? Before sunset. Okay. You could also go in after in Uman, the sun sets, and it's 45 minutes till the stars come out. So you could go between that time also. Okay. If someone sees that he won't have time after a minute to go, he could go also before a minute. If someone didn't say the first day, he could say the second day. Yeah, we said when Shabbos falls on the first day, Rosh Hashanah falls on the first day of Shabbos, then you don't go on the first day. You know why? Because a lot of times the river is outside the city and there's no Elul. People are going to come to carry on Shabbos, they're muffled, they don't know it by heart. That's why you shouldn't go. And even if there's an Elul, you don't go. And also there's a secret why you don't go if it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, you don't go. Kabbalah. We've learned that Allah that you're not supposed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah from Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar is early. You know what Alois HaShachar is? I don't know what the time. Alois HaShachar is when the sun comes up. I don't know, it depends where. When the sun, when the first light, the pole, what do you call it?
The pillar of light.
Pillar of light, yeah. And that comes up, you're supposed to be up already on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? At least until Chatzos. After Chatzos, is less of a problem.
It's 4:40.
Sad, that's here.
Yeah.
The Meister, like I said the other day, until after Chatzos, the person should definitely be up. After Chatzos is more lenient. His head is heavy, he's tired, fine.
Second day.
First day? I told you about that before, last week.
You told me you're not supposed to sleep on the first
day. I said until after Chatzos. Until the afternoon, I told you. So because the Gemara says someone who sleeps on the head of the year, he'll have a sleepy year. So at least early in the morning to be up is very important. Even if someone will sleep after, early in the morning you should be up. Okay? Put alarms, get up. Tell your wife to get up, she wants to have a good year, right? Tell her to get up early. I found out a thing about this for women, even the chatchila, I should say. And there were big tzadikot that they used to wake up their children when they were babies. And seven hours into the sun, and the kids used to cry. Beautiful, the woman used to cry with them. They don't have to do it, but they definitely could. Given Chatzos. Okay. That's Siman Taf Kuf Pei Gimel. Now, Siman Taf Kuf Pei Dalet. Seder is. Seder, Kriya, the Torah, the Rosh Hashanah, that's the order of leaning on the Rosh Hashanah. And there's nine paragraphs. Four paragraphs. Aleph. And I'm with Harer. By the way, Mishabura adds a very important thing. Someone who just walks around doing nothing on Rosh Hashanah, it's like someone who's sleeping. Doesn't make a difference. So don't do nothing on Rosh Hashanah. Either you're davening, or you're eating, or you're doing wudus, or you're saying Tehillim, or don't waste your time. Seder, if you waste your time on Rosh Hashanah, it's like sleeping. That's what he said there. Yeshev batel, yeshev nam. And if he's like very tired after the whole davening, he's like, let's put your head down like that. I don't know why. It's after Chatzos, I don't know. Yeah. We don't say Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. And Nagim Lamar Avinu Malkeinu al Seder. We say Ashkenazim, at least we say Avinu Malkeinu. Right? You know Avinu Malkeinu? Long Avinu Malkeinu? We say that the order. But if it's on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur is on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Yom Kippur. This year is on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, only in Ne'ilah. In Ne'ilah we say Avinu Malkeinu, even if it's on Shabbos. ומאריכים בפיוטים ותפילות עד חצות. הרמ"א says, you have to have a long davening until at least until חצות. In Uman, in the big minyan, it's not a problem because it's until 3:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon. But even in the next minyan, usually it's until חצות, until 1 o'clock for sure. Yeah, not less. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why don't we stay Hallel? Because the books still Chaim and Meisim are open. Rechem al Shira. When they're going to strive you now to life or death, you're not going to go dancing and singing right now. You're a little bit shaky, yeah? Then, that's why we don't say Hallel. Even though we're sure that Kadosh Baruch Hu will sign us for a good life. Still. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Umeomrim Te'ilim B'chol Yom. And people will say Te'ilim every day, right? And where they're up to, got it to Hallel, right? And Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you're allowed to say it. Because he's not saying it in the way of Shira, he's not saying it in the way of Shira. He's just saying Te'ilim, fine. You now have to confess on Rosh Hashanah. But if you say, Avinu Malkeinu, we sinned in front of you, it doesn't mean you're not confessing. We're just saying we sinned in front of you this way. It's not a whole confession, I did this, I did that, it's not personal. So we say it. Sfarim don't say that. The second day is shorter. It's called Din Arafia. The first day is a harsh judgment, the second day is a light judgment. Hashem, I'm sorry I came late, we'll have Lachat tomorrow more. I'm Yom Shlishi, I'm Yom Shlishi, Shalom.